Tesis mentioned B'toich HaDvorim, and Tesis was trying to learn that Esed Doich HaLoisis HaShiyesh B'Koros from Yibu. Tesis said maybe it's the Gemara and the Zayna would base. He says it can be, because the Gemara there says Malei Shesach Midomi Osom Chode Yisura Ochet Re Yisura. Shesach is only one Yisura, Chisish is two Yisura. And if it's the sugi of Esed Doich HaLoisis, Zot Tesis B'Kilach HaRiyad Holy Mafleginen B'Shumokim V'Yalfinen M'Kilayim B'Tzitzis Afilu Tre Yisura. Taisa says betur dovor poshut that the klal in esa doich haloisis, even if the esa has to be doich hashtei lavi. But I agav, who was doich to a taisa, that taisa says v'loim afligilin b'shumokim is never in shas if esa is doich haloisis is doich even shtei lavi. Now we have to know even the taisa says it as a dovor poshut without even a suffix. The Rimi Kanun, it's a Rishon, it's called Sefer HaKrisis. The Rimi Kanun in Sefer HaKrisis says, Avad es is not doich shtei lavim. Es is doich one lav. It's not doich shtei lavim. And it's a big shaila, the Primogodim has a Sefer Shoshana Sa'amokim. And in Simon Beis, he has a whole Simon, if Esa will be doich shtei lavim, or Esa is not doich shtei lavim. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Aleph or Yud also has a Arichas. It's a very interesting shaila if Esa is Doicha Shtei Lavim or Esa is not Doicha Shtei Lavim. It's a nice noise to learn. Maybe if you finish the Sugya of Esa Doicha Loisis, the Moshe, just to give you a little blick in it, Lama Zogin Esa is Doicha Shtei Lavim, so it's not supposed to talk, it's glad. And the tzad that Esa is not doich shtei lavim. It's not doich both, or it's not doich one of them. I will explain. A person has the Esa doich shtei lavim. If it's doich, he's allowed to do it. If it's not doich, he's not allowed to do it. He fived and he did it. He did it. How much averus he gets? Two malkes or one? Maybe the Essen managed to win one lap, and now he will get a Malkus on the second lap. On the next, against two lavim, the Essen Bichlal can work. Again, cannot be Dvorim Mefuroshim. You know what? Because Taisa says that Essen is Doich Hashtei Lavim. The ones that say that not, it's Arimi Kanun, Sefer HaKrisis, Sofek in the Primogodim, and Sofek in Minchas Chinuch. So we're clearing, if the tzad that is not, how much not it is? Is Bichlal not Doicha Neshtei Lavim? Or it's Doicha One? That's Hashem, we'll see later in the Hemshech, could be in what it's totally. But we call it, we have a Machlekes. And the Shaila is, what is the Machlekes? The Taisa says, the Turdov or Poshut, that Esa is not Doicha Neshtei Lavim? I'm sorry, that Esa is Doicha Neshtei Lavim? And the Marimi Kanun, and the Achoyim, Big Dan Rishonim, that Esa is not Doicha Shtei Lavim. So, in the Tesis Yeshonim here, when he brings down the Tesis Yeshonim says, that Avada Esa is Doicha Shtei Lavim, Mali Chumre Rabbe, Mali Chumre Zute. You're right, two Lavim is a Shtikel Murchomo. Ma'inav Kemina. If Esa is Doicha Shtei Lavim, Mali Chumre Rabbe, Mali Chumre Zute, it's Doicha. And Afkemine more, and Afkemine less. Mali Chumre Rabbe, Mali Chumre Zute. Zogt Reb Elchanan, it's always Simen Ches, it's not so posh. It's Ran and Chulim, a person is sick, and he has to eat in Yom Kippur. But there's no ready meat. He could eat Basar Nevele, that is ready here, is a cow that is dead. Oh, he could shech the behemoth. And this guy needs to eat a couple of good pieces of meat. He's to eat good pieces of meat. If he will eat the nevela, he has a lap. It's going to be five pieces of nevela, five meals he has to have, five lavi, or even two. If he shechs the behemoth, so he's over on its source neshama. But then the basar is okay. declares the Ran, what is better to do in Yom Kippur? He needs to, he took his ace in flesh. He's very sick. So he could shech, be over chorus, chilul yotef, tzoras neshama, it's melocha d'arayis in Yom Kippur, he chayev chorus, Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur, he's chorus. But then the eating, it's pikuach nefesh, it's mutter. Order, he will not shech, and the pikuach nefesh will let him to eat the pieces of meat. Zog deran. Yes. Why not? Why not? Zog deran, it's better to shech from to eat the nevele. Why? Eating the nevele is two lavi. Shech is one. Bigger avele, two for one. So the mele, it's better to shech from eating the levain. Zog the bilchonot. So what is more chamor? A lav shel kores or two lavim? What's the name of the ran? What is less available? Lav shel kores or two lavim? No, less available. Lav shel kores. So two lavim are more chamor. Now we know ein eser deichelos to sheyesh bekores. So why eser be deichel shtei lav? What does this mean? Mali chumre rab and mali chumre zuta. But Esa is not doichelos to sheyesh bekores. So if Esa is not doichelos to sheyesh bekores, kal v'chomer, then it will not be doichel shtei lavim. So how we masbir shitas harishayim that it's not doichel Esa shtei lavim? It's very glad. But shitas hateisus that the Esa is doichel shtei lavim, and I'm mistabel on his cholek and his ran. Rather, he said, "Dover misvore." He said, "It's gladkeit." And two lavim are more chamur from Yom Kippur. Ran doesn't even bring rayas. Ran said, "That is the gladkeit. The gladkeit is as the lav is doichesh. The esse is doichesh the lavim. That it's better to be doichesh Yom Kippur from being doichesh the lavim." So what is the machleikus? That the Ran, the taste is all that esse is doichesh the lavim. Malichum and Rabbi Malichum and Zutam and Rishonim hold. The Esa is not doicha shtei lavim, and we know that shtei lavim are more chomor from Yom Kippur, from the Esa sheyesh bekores. So the Rishonim that it's not doicha are glad. So what is the pshat in Tesis? Zog Reb Nochem, it's in the Shiur Klori from Reb Nochem, it's not the Sefer, the Shiur in Reb Nochem. Zog Reb Nochem, it's totally the machleikus Rishonim, as Hashem will see it, Keseidah, Be'ikar, and Abzayin, why Esa doicha loisis? And I will explain the kasha. A person of Moshul has to say Krishna. It's an Esa. Right? A person misses Krishna. Krishna. How much a person has to eat matzah? How much money he has to pay to get a matzah? Ad Chomesh. If he can't buy a matzah, if Chomesh of his money, he's not mechuyuf to buy a matzah. Alav, a person has to be moiser, everything what he has, not to be over alav. Not only all of his money, even if they torture him. Abid, they don't kill him, he's not allowed to eat chazer. So what is Murchamo? Alav or Esa? For Esa, I have to give, I have $1,000, $200, I have to pay a matzah. I can't get a matzah for $200, I'm sorry. But to eat chazer, I have to, if someone will take, oh, I'll take all of your money or eat chazer. Take all of my money. So what is Murchamo? Esa or Alav? Alav. So Frank the Rabbi Nissim Goen, and Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Aladav. So why Esa is doicha loisus? Rabbanu asks the same question. Why Esa is doicha loisus? Zot Rabbeinu Nissim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, he said, I'm giving you lavim and I'm giving you Esa. And I'm telling you, when they meet each other, do the Esa and don't listen to the lav. I know, the king said yes and the king said no. So what do you do? You have two rules. So there's a klal in Hilchos rules that Esa is koidem leloisus. There's rules. You have two people driving. He has rights. So there's a rule. What you do when his rights and your rights, what rights are first? The Hainu. V'kach omro toiro. The Hainu. Not that it makes sense that Esa is really more important from the leloisus. Although in the rules that were given, v'mokim the Esa, the leloisus is not said. Not huta michlolo. Means we tell you, you do the Esa, don't do the lav. The Ramban of the Torah says no. Es says Ave. Loisa says Yire. See, right, we're so scared from Hashem, and we have to show that we're scared, and we have to give all of our money not to pass on what the king doesn't let to do. Es is really more, I'm happy to do it, I'm showing that I'm good. So there's a limit after. But what is more important, Ave or Yire? Ave is aggressor in Madrege. So when you have an option to misasek and ave and ire, be misasek and ave. I say something to Raman and Atei in Parsha Shmois, in Chumash Shmois, and in Chof Pasuk Ches. Zok Reb Nochem, what is the nafkemine in between if you learn like the Rabbeinu Nisim Goen, or you learn like the Ramban? Listen, a very careful Nekuda. It's a very gewaldic Revolta Reb Nochem. It's Poshet, and we'll see it Kaseyit. What is an afkamina in between Rabbeinu Nissim Goen and the Ram? Zok Reb Nochem Hazeh. What would be when a person is does Esed Eich HaLoisese? He has to feel bad that he was over on the Loisese. Well, he doesn't have to feel bad. He did what Hashem told him to do. But he was over on the Loisese or not? Lefi Rabbeinu Nissim, not. Hashem said, yeah. A person is driving, and he has a right as the other person. So if in this scenario you go first, so there's no avail. It's not the tradio even avail. These are the rules. Hashem said yes, Hashem said no. What I do when there's a rule. I say, I told you do and I told you don't do. And is it together? Listen to the essence instead of the lap. The fit of Ramban, no. The Loisa says dear, the Essa is dear. You have to choose what you prefer to do. Do Av and more from here. But the kivyochol yoiver and the lav. No, we're telling you, do Ave more from Yira. Zok Reb Nochem, this is the Vikuach. Avada Deran is right. When a person is a Pikuach Nefesh, and the Shailif to Shech the Beheime, and to be over a Lavshiyash Bekoris, or to do two Lavim, Avada, we tell him, Shech the Beheime, better to do one Lav in Yom HaKippurim from doing two Lavim. But when it comes to Esed Echeloisase, Lefi Rabbeinu Nissim Goel, while the klal is b'mokim eser, the loisese was not said. So every loisese on his own b'mokim eser was not said. So he pushes off the first one, and then he pushes off the second one. Masha'enken lefi the Ramban. What Hashem loves more, ave more from yire, right? But even that Hashem loves ave more from yire. But Esa is not Beichelos to Shiesh Bekores. Ave more from Yire, but Lois to Shiesh Bekores is something very chomu. If two Lavim are at the level of Lois to Shiesh Bekores, so here Ave will not become before that. A very Poshna Cheshbe. If it's a rule that Esa and Lois do this, so the Esa and Lois do this, it's two Lois, and every Esa is a cloud, Esa be Lois, Esa is first, boom, this thing has two Lavim, what you could do. Boom, it's too loving. What you can do? Masha'enken. If it's Ave Koydim Le'ire, we can know what Hashem wants. So Hashem wants Esa more from Loisese. But we know that Loisese Yesh B'Koros, he doesn't want the Ave. Because Koros, you got, so we don't want the Ave. If too loving and more Chomo from a Lav Yesh B'Koros, so he doesn't want the Ave. B'Chai Gav. This is the Teiret of Nochem. Again, you could have argued and said, "This is just choylik and the Ran." I saw some achroinim kadmoinim. They said the shaila legabi yom kippur. The Ran says take to shech. The few tases that es is doich shtei lavim. Obviously, two lavim are less chomu from lav sheyesh boi kores. And about the few tases better to eat the chazer and yom kippur from shech. You could have learned like that. Reb Nochem and Reb Elchanan did not want to learn that what the Ran said misvore is a vikuach misvore. If the Ran said misvore that two amur chomo from Kores, everyone agrees. So what will be the machlekes? So here we came with the second mahalach of Reb Nochem, that the machlekes is, you see, the machlekes is that lefi the Ran, lefi teisves, Esed the Chaloisa says like Rabbeinu Nissim Goen, we have to remember that. That means that Hashem gave a cloud. B'mokim Eser, I'm not telling you to listen to the Loises. B'mele, if we have two Lavim, everyone has a cloud. B'mokim Eser, he was not said. Mashaikin, if it's av, a godl meire, so ki'ilu we make cheshbon, is what Hashem prefers that will happen. And what Hashem prefers that two lavim is more chomer from Hashem from loisa sheyesh b'koras. And we have koras at eser, Hashem prefers the loisa sheyesh b'koras to be kept and not the eser. So for shuga shtei lavim, Hashem doesn't want the eser. This is a glatavot. Still here, it's posh. So years ago, when we learned it in yeshiva, it was a iluy shabachar here. And I reflect upon the dikakasha. We have a shaylef eser is doicha shtei lavim or not. We said, Taisa says, yeah, because at irikula, it's posh that it is. Some rishonim hold that it's not. Maskim. I reflect, he has a raya mefureshes. Wait before you answer. Raya mefureshes. Gemara and the Chof Amud Aleph, a Yevama that is a mamzer. Chai velavim, we said, why you can't do beer? Gzeire beer rishoyna or to beer shnir. But without gzeire beer rishoyna or to beer shnir, you're allowed to do yibum to chai velavim or not? Without gzeire, you're allowed to or not? What? Without gzeire beer rishoyna or to beer shnir, you could do a yibum to chai velavim? Yes, that's the whole sugya. The whole sukkah. Gzeira. Be a rishon or to be a shnir. How are you allowed to do yibum? It's two lavim. A shesach and a mamzer. A shesach and almon lekohen gadol. The Gemara says in Daf Chof. The Gemara says in Daf Chof that chavelavim ve'ese. Chavelavim. You could have done yibum. Why you don't do yibum? Gzeira. Be a rishon or to be a shnir. So you have Ishesach, and you have Almona Lekohen Gadol, and you have Mamzer. And the Gemara states that you could do Yibum, as the Deicha Lo Yisase. Just only Gzeira, be a Rishonah, or to be a Shnia. So we see that Eser could be Deicha, Shtei Lavim. So why Thesis is so busy clearing if Eser is Deicha, Shtei Lavim, or Eser is not Deicha, Shtei Lavim? Why does this have a whole shayla? If Esa is doicha, Esa is not doicha. Let Taisus to bring a raya that Esa is doicha shnei lavim from the fact that almona lekohen gadol mamzer, the Gemara says in the Chof that be'etzem I could have done yibum, but I don't do yibum because gzeira be'er yishayna or to be a shnia. Typically that I can't do yibum because ain't Esa doicha shnei lavim. Well, it can't be done, the Shnei Lavi. Why Tezus didn't bring a raya from that? Tezus is trying to bring raya from all different places. That Esa could be done, the Shnei Lavi. Lo yishaminen b'chol mokrim. Lo'oi, mipesach v'mile, poshut at Esa is done, the Shnei Lavi. Have a mefurush a gemore. Chai v'lavim, kudu yibu m'doi raya. Why they can't do evil? What's the Gemara? Why they can't do evil? Gzeira b'yir v'shayna to be a shnir. But without the gzeira, you could have done evil. Why you could have done evil? I ain't asked the doicha shnei lavim. It's a raya that Esa is doicha shnei lavim. And I will explain. It's such a stark kasha, so maybe I have to say, so how some Rishonim hold that Esa is not Doicha Shtei Lavim? So in some Rishonim I don't have a kasha. They will learn Esha Sach is Utro. It's not Mitzad Esa Doicha Lo Yisase. Oh, but yesterday the whole Shia we explained that our thesis is learning that the reason Yibum is Doicha Esha Sach is in the Bismedrash of Esa Doicha Lo Yisase. So if your thesis is Shitosoi, that Yibum is mitzad Esa Doicha Lo Yisase. So Barazay, how Esa is Doicha Yibum, how you could do Yibum Mechai Velavim and Esa Doicha Shtei Lavim. So you're right, Taisus Shitosoi holds that Esa is Doicha Shtei Lavim. But I reflect why Taisus didn't bring a right. Again, why the Rishonim will answer it's not a kasha? They will learn Hutro. It's Mechlav Mishkin Kasha. Mechlav Mishkin Kasha. Shesach is Mutro, is left only one. Aber the fifth day, he says, we don't know who to call. It's mitzvah Ezer Dechaloises. So you had mitzvah to be katoa, but it's Ezer Dechaloises. If Ezer Dechaloises, and even so, it's Dechir Chai Belavim, so we have an offer in the Gemara that mitzvah Dechir Shnei Lavim. This is the kash. So right, the Fiddi Ibn Moshe, the Lemaskona Tesis only said it here in the Fchof, we change our minds. So you say here it's Taki Ezer Dechaloises. The Gemara in the Fchof is not the Maskona, but it's Sutro, so Tesis can't bring a raya from there. If the Mishnah is no raya, the Mishnah says you don't do evil. The Gemara explains, because Gzeir Abir Yishen Yor to Bir Shnir.
Right here.
What here?
Here you
can say. Raya from where?
Here you can say.
Fchof is after Maskona. How do you bring raya from Fchof? Chof is a hutro. Now it's chof doesn't bring the disease. So how you bring a raya from the chof? Well, the Gemara doesn't learn that the shizak is a yisro in the chof.
Right now he's learning.
The Gemara, the chof doesn't learn like that. The Amirayim there doesn't learn clear. What's the holy Ramayish? There was a switch, and the chof is a switch. It's not an
switch.
No one argued there's a switch.
It's
what the Ramayish said there's a switch. What's the problem? It's a Gemara. But if we don't learn, that is a switch. And we learn that if it tases, that nun dalet, naf hei, naf chof, naf chesamut beis, the tases learn that yibum is mitzad es and doicha loises. Sheesh bekores mitzvah se bekach, so it's doicha. And the Gemara says that chevi ladim, also you could do yibum. You only can do yibum, which is gzeir abir rishayna, or to be a shnir. But out of Xer be Rishon not to be a Shnir, you could have done Yibum. I has a Deicha Shnei Lavim. So he said, Lefid Rishon, that has says not Deicha, the word in Ishizach is Utro. And it's Gishmak. The Ramban is like, we said, the one that is, learns that it's not Deicha, the Ramban is the one that learns Utro. But if he tastes that it's Tchuyo, why he didn't bring a Raya? Mehot a Raya? Mehot a Raya? Not alive. Zog the world. Who will say mitzvah se bekach? Today doesn't know yet mitzvah se bekach. Zog the world could be a few what we said in Shir yesterday. Its answer. The shesach has to be mutar miyad b'shas nefila, because now it's elve and it's paki. So the yibum is doicha the shesach right away. The chayvelavim is only doicha b'shas debiyah, so they don't come together. So while they don't come together, it's not called esed doicha shteilavim. They're stacking one after the other. Only when they come together. So the moshul here tases we're talking about achosisho, achosisho neishesach. Both of them have to be mutar b'shas nefila. Shalei b'shas nefila, they're not mutar. So the men never mutar, they become nesr. Masha'in can do the ishesach be mutar b'shas nefila, and the lava be mutar later. That's such a glad cheshbon. But if we will say like that, as we explained yesterday for Abnochim, that the ishesach has be mutar miyad, this is the reason Muberes is mutar, this is the reason Kotna Balaktan de Gadlenu, that the ishesach has to be mutar miyad, because on them we can't shmachan a nefila, and the elbe is a stira, and the ishes. Is the elbow the kishus? Is the ishus the zman? So if the eset pushes one by one, and it doesn't push them together, so then ain't a chenami. But on them it's a kushi niflo. And I'm saying again, the Ramban takel shitosoi. He learns huto michloloi. He takel learns that eset is not doicha shnilavim. He doesn't have a kasha from there. Alts is glad. But that's not tesis. That is the shene kash. This is one chelik of tesis. As another chelik of Teisves. Teisves, in the end of the Teisves, Teisves says a yesoid that we cannot learn out from Yibum because mitzvah se bekach. And we explain what is mitzvah se bekach. It's not hutro, but a vile. If Hashem will not say that the esev Yibum or b'deich eishesach will never be eishesach. So really, you can learn out about it within esev deich eishesach. Sheyesh b'koretz. But we can learn out from here lekol atirei kulo, because shayni yochi shemitzvah se bekach. Shayni yochi shemitzvah se bekach. Frek Tezis on himself a kasha. We learn out the Gemara and Dafei, a low sugya. The Gemara wants to learn that Eser Berchaloisa said for Metzoyro. Because the halacha, when the Metzoyro becomes Ois Metzoyro, he has to Megaleach Kol Sairo. He has to think of all of his hair, including his pears and his beard. So, Zelab, Loisa Kifus, Pass a Roish. Pass the Konechim Loigaleichu, Pass the Konechim Loigaleichu. So, why is Doicha? There's a raya that Eser is Doicha Loisa. I want to explain it, because a lot of people had it shver. I will explain it very clear. And the Torah says, "Vegilach kol roisha," means the whole circle. Not no sarbe het or sarbe isu. The isu is to shave completely. That is klo. Vegilach is kol se'ar roisha. And from that we know, if it says that he has to shave completely, a raya that you take off your peyes and you take off your beards with a towel. There's a raya that Eser Dechaloisese. That is the raya. That is the raya that Eser Dechaloisese, because you take off everything. So he takes us, maybe Diritz Doicha. Well, if not, no, Hashem can't give the mitzvah to the Mitzvah to clean himself up. As if you're telling me that you can't learn out from Yibum, it's Eser Dechaloisese. Again, Mitzvah, it's Eser Dechaloisese. Why the Mitzvah is allowed to shave? Levaskone, we're not changing. Eser Dechaloisese. No. We learn out from there, call it the Yikula, that S is Doicha Loisese. The Gemara is Doicha because it's only Doicha Loisese that is only in men. Because the Loisese are never going to get to women, so it's a Shvacha Loisese. That is the Tchir of the Gemara. A Shvacha Loisese. I need a Raya that S is Doicha, a Festa Loisese. That is the Sugi and the Pei Bezal Sashem. But we call Mokoyim, steht in the Gemara that Eser Dechaloisese, for Tesis, Yibum is also Eser Dechaloisese, the Eser of Yibum is Dechaloisese. So why we can't learn out from it? Because we say, Geishesach, mitzvose bekach. If Hashem will not say Doicha here, he will never have this mitzvah. So b'meila, we can't learn out from here l'kol ha-terikul. We can't learn out from here l'kol ha-terikul. Also, Mitzayro, if the Eser will not be Dechaloisese, Mitzayro would never get shaved. So second terrors of Tesis says, yeah, could be a chatimtze that a Mitzayah could shave. A Mitzayah that doesn't have a hair and his beard and doesn't have payas. It fell. Someone took it off already. He only has his hair on top. So we have a way that the Mitzayah could mekayim the mitzvah. Yibu, if it's not a shesach, it's never yibu. So b'mele, mitzvah sebekach. Here, you're right that a lot of times he has to take off the whole thing. But it could be a chetimtze. This is the second teretz of Tesis. Why is it the first teretz didn't learn that a chetimtze is enough? A chetimtze has to be like bris milah. It could happen Sunday. It could happen Monday. Here, he has to take all of his hair back. Some people put their hair, their pants fell off. But it's not the normal case. So Tesis, the first teretz doesn't want. So Tesis says in the first teretz words, "Lam is an innovating the Tesis." It's a very shver of Tesis b'pshat, and I'm sure my Haim and Zelig Givaldi k'pshat. וכן בגילח כל סאורי דמצוירו מקיים בסאורי דהתר וכל סאורי קרינן בי כל מלוך ולא זעס ושבס ולכו יהיה לה מלוך אז ולא ידוח ושבס אין פה תייס הסק זה עבדה like again I want to make explain it close because people have a mistake עבדה the מצוירו takes off all of his hair including payas and azok but what are you telling me maybe Hashem had to say that he could do it because if Hashem would not say Hashem would never have the mitzvah. So, mitzvah se bekach, so maybe then it's doich, like Yibum. If Hashem would never give Yibum doich eishazach, you would never have the mitzvah. So, Tesis, no. If Eser would not be doich eloisase, the Metzorah would shave the top of his ear, and he would be mekayim the mitzvah. Today, that Eser doich eloisase, so Metzorah has to shave the whole face. But Lo Yitzir Eser will not be Doicha Loisese. I'm going to explain. When Hashem said to shave, he said the whole head. Kol Roishe. The whole circle, Hashem said. But we're saying it's a right that Hashem holds that Eser Doicha Loisese. Because if Hashem would hold that Eser is not Doicha Loisese, so Hashem would not say to shave all of his hair, and Hashem would say only to shave the top. So I would not have the mitzvah. This would be called the mitzvah. Why? Because the Metzorah has to shave all of the Se'ar that he could shave. Se'ar the Heter is called Kol Se'ori. Hashem grad is said to shave everything. Obviously, Esed Echaleisus. Beishasach, if Hashem would not give the mitzvah to make Yibum Beishasach, you would never have Yibum. Yibum is only Beishasach. So this is called mitzvah simikos, so Hashem has to be matir. But in Mitzvah, when Hashem was matir, it's only because he holds Esed Echaleisus. But if Esed would not be the Echaleisus, of in his sky in the Vigilach, on the top of the head, this is the way. Now, why? Because, so now the Shaila is, so why Taka he has to shave all of his head? If you tell me that Esa is not the Echaloisese, so Hashem meant to shave Kol HaSehar Behedda. So why today Hashem said to shave all of the Sehar? If Hashem means Sehar Behedda. Zot Reb Shleime, if Esa the Echaloisese, so all of the Sehar is called Sehar Behedda. If Esa is not Deichaloisese, so this is not a Sehar that you're allowed to shave. So the mitzvah is only here. Val Eser is Deichaloisese, so today the mitzvah includes all of the Roish. So we have a Raya, Hashem said Koil. From the fact that Hashem said Koil, we know that Hashem means Sehar Deheter. And why Hashem said all of the head? Why Hashem didn't say only the top? Al kochoch Eser Deichaloisese, so everything is called Sehar Deheter. Then the Chiddush of Taisus is that the mitzvah's giluach is Sehar Deheter. While the mitzvah's giluach is Sehar Deheter, if Eser Deichaloisese, all of the head is called Sehar Deheter. If Eser is not Deichaloisese, only the top. So you can't tell the mitzvah say Bekach, because Fakem, the mitzvah is Niskayim. And I will explain it a little bit. I will not be Sisra Torah. Hashem said you have to shave all of your hair. How much hair you have? I was under 20 pieces. The other guy has 500 pieces. So how much hair you have to do for the mitzvah? 20 or 500? So how much you have to do for the mitzvah? What? How much you have to do for the mitzvah? What? How much? How much you have to do for the mitzvah? Someone has 20 here, he does 20 here. If someone has 100, he does 100. Someone has 500, he does 500. So how much you have to do for the mitzvah? How much you have to do for the mitzvah? 5, 200? How much?
The last one.
How much you need for the mitzvah?
The last one.
Oh, wherever you have. So the mele, zok tesis, whatever you have the heter, that is the mitzvah. And yibum, you have to be yabim eishesach. So you need to find the eishesach. Here, it's not Hashem needs 20 here or 50 here. He needs you to take off the hair. What hair to take off? Se'ar the heter. So we could say, Pshadis Rav Shleima explained. And not every mitzvah we could say, se'ar the heter. Here, the mitzvah, is not, he doesn't need. He needs to take off the se'ar that he could take off. Take off. The sound that he could take off, take off. The sound that he could take off, take off. That is the mitzvah. The main is okay, says, now Hashem said to take off all of the hair, the whole circle. But if Esau will not be the Echaloisus, so the mitzvah will be Niskayim and the top. So mitzvah Subikach doesn't need all of the hair. So why Hashem said Taka to take off all of the hair? Val Esau the Echaloisus. So all of the hair became Se'ar Shel Heter. This is the Yesod of Tesis. State in Tesis, state in Tesis, that what is Se'ar Shel Heter? If Esed Deichaloisese, it's called Se'ar Shel Heter. If Esed Deichaloisese, it's called Se'ar Shel Heter. Zod Reb Nochem, this is only good, Tesis L'shitosoi, that you learn like Rabbeinu Nissim. That what? That the loisese was not said b'mokim de'eser. So if it's a mitzvah to shave all of the hair, so val eser de'eloisese, all of this hair you're allowed to do. But if the gather of eser de'eloisese is like the Ramban, that ave is de'eloisese, so be'etzem it's aveire. Just I'm allowed to do it. it will not be called Se'ar Shel Heter. So even after the Hesed Echeloisa said, why I have to take off the beard? Why I have to take off the payas? It's not Se'ar Shel Heter. If we say that the Mokim, the Hesed meets the Lav, it's not called the Yisur, it's called Se'ar Shel Heter. So I want to be Masbir, understand the status in the Rav Shleimer. You only see the second part of Rav Shleimer. There's two Yisoides in the Tesis. One Yisoid, that Ishesach, the Chefzer of the Mitzvah is the Ishesach. And shaving, the mitzvah is not all of the head, it's all of the Se'ar the Heter. Because it's not limited if a person doesn't have hair or has hair. It's not a bunch of hairs, it's the Se'ar of Heter. This is the first Yisoid. And if you cannot take off the beard, you'll be Mekayim the mitzvah without the beard. Like a person that doesn't have a beard, also can Mekayim the mitzvah without it. Second Chiddush is, that if Esa Deicheloisa say, so then all of the hair becomes Se'ar Shel Heter. And this is the reason today Hashem said to take off all of the hair, because today all of the hair is a Se'ar Shel Heter. Today all of the hair became a Se'ar Shel Heter. Val Esa is Deicheloisa. To be Mamchishit, that when there's a mitzvah, it's called a Se'ar Shel Heter. As Rav Kiveh Eger, as a sugi of Es Hashem, we'll be learning when we're starting the sugis now. Of Es Deicheloisa said, the Gemara says, "What would be if your father tells you to cook in Shabbos?" So the shaila, if the Es of Kibudav is Deicha Shabbos or not? Frank the Agos Mamonius, the Halacha, you only have to listen to your father if he's a Erlich Hayid. Your father is not Oisim Ma'aseh Amcho, he's not Erlich Hayid. Your father tells you to cook in Shabbos, what is the tzad to listen to him? A father that wants you to do a Vegas is Nishkin Yid. As I said, I go to my mind, yes. So I don't give a Hege, but if Esa Derech Eloisa say, he told you to do a mitzvah, not a Vegas. Now I go to my mind, yes, learns, even Esa Derech Eloisa say, he told you to do a Vegas. Like the Ramban. I have to listen to the father. You're pushing the Ere. Just Hashem prefers this over that, but your father is a bad person. If you have been in this thing, go... Reb Nissim Goyen, the fear of Nissim Goyen, the Pshat is different. The Mokim Esa is no love. So when the father is telling you to do it, it's no Aveira to do it. That gets no money, it's Aveira. So this Avone in Teisus, Reb Nochem, it's only Giboit that, again, Anochel Rishayna, the mitzvah is only the Se'ar the Heter, and if it would be Esa, not the Echeloisa said, the mitzvah could be Niskayim and the Tav. Of a Val Esa Deicheloisa says, so and now everything is included. Now the Torah for sure said, Kol Sa'oi, the Torah meant the whole head. So Val, why Hashem said the whole head and he was not limiting it to the top? That's a right that Esa Deicheloisa said, all of the hair becomes Se'ar Shel Heter, and mainly you have to take off all of the hair. But from this vegan, if Nochem was Mechiach, the thesis is going that the gather of Esa Deicheloisa said that after that, the Loisa says, not Aveir anymore. The Tchum is not Aveira, like the Rabbi Nissim going. But if you would learn like the Rabban, no, we said, Taisus is stacking going with the Rabbi Nissim going. So now, let me send the Gemor. Zog the Gemor, Vesu, Loises, a great, a minol on the Dochi. Chsim, Loisil, Bashatnes, Gdilim, Taselecho. So it says, Don't wear Shatnes, and then it says, Tzitzis, Omar Ablezer, Smuchim, Latere, Minayin, Shenemar, Smuchim, Loat, Loilo, Masuim, Behemes, Veyoisha. So we darshan smuchim. So the main level it says shatnes, and it says tzitzis, and tzitzis is deicha shatnes. So you have a raya that esa is deicha loises. The Omer Rav Sheish is Omer Rav Lezer Mishum Rav Lezer Ben Azariah. Minayin leyevomo shenoflo lifnei muke shchin shein chois mimoiso shenemar loisachsum shol bedishoi vesomuch loikiyeshu ochim yachdo. So it's interesting, Reb Nochem was medayek the Rashi here, that is machlekes Rashi v'teisus. Was it so kedai toch yevomo shenoflo lifnei muka shchin, shechoyz mimoyso. What was the salkedai toch? What was the salkedai toch that the yevomo, ar shenoflo lifnei muka shchin, shechoyz mimoyso? What was the salkedai toch? What was the salkedai toch? So Rashi says, she'en choyz mimoyso, look in Rashi. And so is Mintano, he said, Le Koifo, Le Isiabem Loi, Le Koifi Moise Vechoilets. Without Le Sachsum Shol Bedishoi, a Yevomo that fell before him, a Keshchim, we would force her to marry him. Kamashmalo, we don't, and we force him to do chalitza. And we force him to do chalitza. Salkedaitoch, we would force him to do yibum. Kamashmalo, we force him to do chalitza. Minakotze elakotze. Zoktav Nochem first pshat in Rashi. What was the Salkedaitoch to force the lady to do yibum? She doesn't want. What was the Salkedaitoch to force her to do yibum? We have a drosha and we don't force her to do yibum. But what was the Salkedaitoch to force her to do yibum? What was the Salkedaitoch to force her to do yibum? The finish sheet is that the Isha is mitzuvah and yibum nu b'efsha koyfim ala mitzvahs. Efsha! But if the lady is not mitzuvah and yibum, look in Rashi and Daf Lamed Tes, they have it here in the bottom of the page. Ein megarim bo shel oitoy mari efsha. We don't yell at her, say you don't want. I would think we yell at her, don't say you don't want. Again, I'm asking you a kasha. Without the pasuk, she fell in front of a mukesh king, you can't live with him, I would think you force her to get married. Right? I would think you force her to get married. So you hit her to get married? Yeah, I would think it's a mitzvah. Get the lady, force her to get married. Look how Rashi says in Daf Lamed Tes. Rashi, we have it at the bottom of the page. Look, Rashi, don't yell at her to say that she doesn't want. That is the vote. Don't yell at her to say that she doesn't want. Rashi says, well, so could I know we force her to get married? Kamash Malon, without the postuk, I would force her to get married. Now, Kamash Malon, we don't force her to get married, she gets a chalitza. But what was the Salkedaitoch to force her to get married? So some wanted to say, mitzvah yibum. But Rashi doesn't say that. So Nochem said a gewaldige pshat. He said, the Salkedaitoch to force her to get married is not mitzad hilchos yibum. And maybe is not mitzvah. And even if she's mitzvah, she says, you know what? I hold that they have a shoal, do chalitza. Was the Salkedaitoch to force her? What was the Salkedaitoch to force her? Val is a zike. Zike is ishu sames. So Hashem gave the Yavam a schus and the issues, and while Hashem gave him a schus and the issues, he has a right that he wants to marry her. Not mitzad koifim ala mitzvahs. Isha hiknu lo mashomayim. He got rights in the isha. I would think that he has a right. As even a person is married, is a schusim and his wife, or you know, for tashmish. This lady, you write that she's not married yet, but he has a schus to force her in. Now, the problem is that even a normal lady that is married, if the husband becomes a mukeshchin, she comes to Beis Din and she says, I can't live with him. And Beis Din let her to leave. You can't live with such a guy. So, midime yashres, a lady comes and says, I can't live with such a guy, we let her to leave. So lefi Rashi, Salkedaitoch, it's like a marriage, and he really could force her to do yibum. She wants to leave. So Rashi Lamites, Yelano, we don't want to listen to you, don't complain. She will come to complain, we'll tell her next week we have an appointment in the Beis Din. In the meantime, he will do yibum, and he will chapara in the mitzvah. Again, the forcing is not midin the mitzvah. The forcing is midin that he has a right in the isha. I would think, but she could complain like every marriage. This is Loshon Rashi and Lamedes. Shloitoy mariyef shiboy. Komash malon. I would think that we force her. The Hainu. Not that we force her. Now look how Rav Nachman was medayek. We shut her mouth. And chois mi moiso. Like an animal, we chois him. Don't block the lady. So now, sal kedai toch force her to get married. We force her on our own. But normally a lady has a right to say, I want to leave a marriage. For sure she has a right to say, I don't want to go into this marriage. I would think we will not listen to that. And we will let him to force me in marriage. For kiyuma mitzvah, as is on the ritva in the Rashba, komash malon, don't force her, let her to complain. And b'meile, b'ilchis marriage, he doesn't have a right. And b'meile, she could do chalitza. So sal kedai toch that we don't choisem her, and the male is a trashi, we would force her to do yibum. Dainu, we would block her mouth to say that she doesn't want the marriage, and the male will his marriage, she could do yibum. Kamash malon, we don't stop her. The male, she says she doesn't want the marriage, and she's out. This is shitas rashi. And Tesfis, and the Amasru deceived, the first couple lines, Tesfis learns different than the Gemara. Look at Tesfis. The sixth line, the Tehidah HaMasr B'chsiv. Ki hoche de beloi kro, hava amina de chois mi moiso velo yachlo itzal kolcho. The Fitesis was never a tzad that he could force her to do yibu. But I will think we can force him to do chalitza. Komash malon, gzera sakosuv, we force him to do chalitza. So it's interesting. Lefi Rashi was a salkedaitoch that he could force her to get married, Milchus marriage. And Komash Malon, we don't stop her mouth to say that she doesn't want a marriage. And that is a aloche pshuto, we do chalitze. We don't have to have a mocker. Lefi Tesis, we never had a tzad that he could force the marriage. But I would think that she doesn't have a right to say that she wants to do chalitze. Komash Malon, that she has. So Lefi Rashi and Chois Mimoisa means, don't stop her to say that she doesn't want the marriage. And the male we do chalitza. The fitesis in choismi means don't block her and leave her in the marriage. Don't force her that she doesn't have a right to do chalitza. But was never a hava mina that you could force yibu. It's the machlekes bepshat. Zok b'gemore. The Omar Rab Yosef. Afilu leman de loidori smuchim be'alme. במשנתי לדוריש ומילא דילים טסטר לכל איזה משנתי so here is an interesting thing, it's כדאי to know ואומר רב יוסף אפילו למען דלי דוריש סמוכים בעלמה במשנתי לדוריש why? as a festa מחלויקס רעבון and tasteless they have it here in the sign of the Gemara הגויס מערב רושנבורג Ois Aleph. The Ravon learns. The Ravon learns that why Bekolatere Kulo Rab Yuda is not Doirish Smuchim and in Mishneh Toiro yes? Because Bekolatere Kulo and Mukdom and Meuchar Batoiro. And Mukdom and Meuchar Batoiro. Mashenken and Mishneh Toiro. Hashengel Mishneh Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu repeated it. Deal with Darsh. So, Ve'afilu, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Afilu leman ve'lo idorish smuchim be'alme because ein mukdim u'mucho ba'toiro ve'mishneh Torah dorish. This is the Ravon. Tesfah says no. There's no difference Mishneh Torah and not Mishneh Torah. There's no difference Mishneh Torah and not Mishneh Torah. If it's Muchach v'Mufne, we darshan, and if it's not Muchach v'Mufne, we don't darshan. B'derech klal, in Mishneh Torah it's Muchach v'Mufne, and later Mishneh Torah it's not Muchach v'Mufne. But not because is a difference Mishneh Torah and not Mishneh Torah. So we'll start the Gemara. V'omar Rabbi Yosef afilu de loidorish smuchim ba'alme Mishneh Torah dorish. Do Rabbi Yehuda ba'alme loidorish u Mishneh Torah dorish. ובעל ממינון דלוידוריש נתניה בנזר אימר נמה מחשיבו לתחיית ונמה כושיכים עם באימא מייס יומוס סומכו עניין לוי מה שייכים עם באימא בסקילה אבל מחשיבו בסקילה אמר לרב יהודה וכי מפני שסומכו עניין לוי נויצי זה לסקילה אלוהי וידי מבכלל מחשיבו מחשבים היו ולא מיוצו להקי שלהם ולא אמר לחומרי וידי בסקילה מחשיבו בסקילה So we see that Rabbi Yudah Shalaymed Mishnatayro Loi Dorish Fid Rabon because it's not Mishnatayro And if it tastes because it's not Mucher V'Mufman Zog the Gemara V'Mishnatayro Min Olam the Dorish Will we see that Rabbi Yudah is Dorish Smuchim V'Mishnatayro That not Loise Odom Anusas Ovi V'Mefutas Ovi Anusas Bnoi V'Mefutas Bnoi ורבי יהודה אויסר באנוס הסובי ומפות הסובי why? it's not the why ואומר רב גדעון אומר רב מתי מדרבי יהודה נחסיב לו ייקח איש אס איש אס אובי ולא יגלה כנף אובי כנף שרו אס אובי ולא יגלה even that was not married וממה הייתה באנוס הקסיב how we know that the פוסק ולא יגלה כנף אובי וזה באנוס מעילו ידקו נכסים בנוסון האיש אשר חביבו להביא הניירו 50 כסף וסומך לאלוהי כחיש זה במילה we know that the postuk is talking about אנוס הסוביב ונחדם שתית אין אנוס הסוביב לא יגע לכנף אוביב ורבון אני אבל סומך לי כדי כאמרס השתת אלי סומך לי נכסים לאי כח איש אס איש הסוביב בנוסיים ושמרס יום המקוס ומדבר ולאו ולא בשני להביא So the mele the pasuk is b'shemeres yom makosu medaber. So the mele is on the gemara. So we see that Rabbi Yudah is doyre smuchim u'mishnatayra. U'mishnatayra ma'itayim bedorish. Ibo yisayim mishum demuchar. Ibo yisayim mishum demufme. Ibo yisayim mishum demufme demuchar. Dimkei lichtu rachmon gabei arayis. Ibo yisayim mishum demufme. Dimkei lichtu rachmon elohi kachi shasei shesoviv. Lo yigal eknav oviv lo amoli. So this is Maskona Sagimora that Rabbi Yudah even that is loidorish Bekol atirikul esmuchim and Mishnatayr Rabbi Yudah is doir esmuchim and Bemeil is like the Gemara so Rabbi Yudah will be doir esmuchim by us legabi shatnes Bemeil the Gemara wants to say that lekul ha'alme Eser will be doir ha'loisese and we learn it out from shatnes this is Be'etzem Maskona Sagimora this is Maskona Sagimora and again אבל מחלק is what is the gather סתם ילו את זה משנתאירה אבל כזה משנתאירה בדרך כלל אז מופנה אבל מכל מקום לפי רב יהודה זה איסור ולא יגל לכנף אוביב כנף שרו אס אוביב במילה אנוס אס אוביב המפות אס אוביב אס אוסו מצד לא יגל לכנף אוביב this is the source of the שמייסה now we have to know the איסור לפי רב יהודה ולא יגל לכנף אוביב the Gemara says לפי רבונון that פוסוק is על מי על שמרס יובו אי זה לאו אף שמרס יובו לאו ירולו בשתיים לאו ירולו בשתיים אני אף תנאו לפי רב יהודה שמרס יובו יאוסו אידו בשתיים מצד כנף אוביב או נא every time אישס אוביב is also כנף אוביב it's כנף או נא השאלה is כאילו זה נו איסור לא יגע לכנף אוביב את סתם הגזיר את הקוסו בין הנוס הסובי וזה עשו or the gather is כנף someone is like a little bit with the father so אבל יש שמר הסיוב עם איזה כנף אבל יש סובי וזה כנף לפי רבי יהודה or the name לפי רבי יהודה is a serpent lap these are the two צדודים two זכן first בעזרת השם tomorrow We'll start the sugi of Esed Echelesis at Tardom Udbeis. Then the sugi, we can live from Rachmole Parshka B'Tzitzis. We'll start with the sugi of Kilayim B'Tzitzis. This is number one. And number two, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow the shiur will be a little bit earlier, 11:30, because later I have to go downstairs for the Yarchi Kalef. Okay, we come down to Yechazor and Tesis Nida. But we'll start Be'ez Hashem, the sugi of Esed Echelesis at tomorrow Be'ez Hashem. That's the first place.
Hello everyone, the looks at